Over 15,000 cruise passengers have had their itinerary disrupted because of a very active hurricane season. Hurricane Florence has caused Royal Caribbean's Baltimore-based Grandeur of the Seas to divert to Port Canaveral to ride out the storm.
Seas around a storm can get very high. In fact, a 3 or 4 category hurricane could easily produce 30-foot waves right near the center.
That was Action News meteorologist Greg D. Grandeur's next cruise, a Canada-New England voyage, which is expected to leave on Thursday, is also being delayed. And thanks to some research done by CruiseCritic.com, we now know the potential names of some upcoming Royal Caribbean ships. The website did some digging through the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office website and found the names Phenom of the Seas, Eon of the Seas, and Gallant of the Seas. The names were submitted for trademark on September 4th and could be used as early as 2020. And finally, the Royal Caribbean blog is reporting that select Royal Caribbean ships are now letting you pre-purchase items one day prior to your cruise. These items include beverage packages, dining packages, and shore excursions. The ships include Allure, Anthem, Harmony, Oasis, Grandeur, Adventure, Brilliance, and Liberty. Previously, these items had to be purchased a few days before your sailing. And it was an update for cruise stocks. Carnival Corporation closed at 62.53, up 67 cents. Norwegian Holdings closed at 53.52, up 36 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 123.70, up $1.18. For more stories, visit cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.